Gold Rush is a big part of Australia's history. If you've been to gold mining towns in New South Wales, maybe around the Central West or down into Victoria, there are still remnants of the rush that happened when Australians and people from around the world were chasing their fortunes. And a part of this history has been dramatised for television with the first episode of New Gold Mountain airing on SBS last night. Part history, part murder mystery, a huge win for diversity on the TV as well. But something you might notice, not straight away, something if you just sit and listen, is the soundtrack to the show, which, well, it has a bit of a familiar song to the hunter. Kat Stratton is one of the people behind the original soundtrack. She's an Australian singer-songwriter. Good morning.
Hi. Hello.
How did you come to be involved in creating, you know, just a part of the soundtrack to New Gold Mountain?
Well, it was such a cool opportunity. I think because a lot of the people that I work with, I don't keep it a secret that I'm half Chinese and I'm super proud of that. And I think because of that reason, they got in contact with me and asked if I'd be happy to write some music for it and do a Chinese cover as well.
How do you even approach writing music for a television show?
Well, I had actually only watched the first episode of the show, and then they kind of gave me a rundown of the rest of it, and then I kind of just caught a vibe from that and tried to work off that.
And are you thinking about what's going on screen, or are you just trying to make a vibe through music? How does that work?
I definitely had to think about what was going on screen. The original song that I wrote had to sort of like set the tone for the rest of the series because it played at the end of the first episode, which aired last night, and they had found, spoiler alert, but the dead body of his wife. So it was very like, definitely a tonal setting that I had to do with the song. It was a little bit. Well, I had to sort of reimagine Silverchair. Which is like, how do you even begin to approach something like that? But especially with Tomorrow, it's such an iconic song that everyone knows that it was certainly a bit of a daunting task.
Yeah, why pick Tomorrow to sort of flip on its head a little bit?
I think because it's such a classic that everyone recognizes, but then sort of integrating that aspect of, you know, a Chinese identity and sort of it's... The theme that's throughout the entire soundtrack of the series is a marrying of kind of Western and Chinese influences that come together to create the soundtrack. So it's kind of like, what's more iconic than this Australian rock song? And then adding these Mandarin lyrics to it, it's really innovative and it's a cool concept.
Tell me about the translation from English into Mandarin. Was it smooth sailing, Kat?
I'm going to be honest, it was not all smooth sailing. Fat Boy doesn't sing as well in Mandarin as it does in English. I feel like it lacks that coolness when I'm just yelling Fat Boy in Chinese. So I definitely had to take some artistic liberties with it and kind of try to write it in a way that also encompasses the narrative of the storyline in the show.
Yeah. So how did you approach it? What did you do to be like, okay, where can I make changes, but it still have that, you know, recognizable Silverchair Tomorrow vibe so that people still understood, you know, that marriage?
Yeah, I think I definitely was like, okay, I'm not going to touch the melody because the melody, it's perfect. It's iconic as it is. And I'm just going to try and rewrite the lyrics in Mandarin. And I tried to keep a lot of the verses are direct translations of the original lyrics and sort of giving that like, the dust rolls across the, you know, desert and sort of that kind of energy because, you know, the gold rush and all that sort of stuff. So it was more just the chorus that I kind of just made it more general and about the TV show and less about a fat boy.
Mm. So how different are the lyrics? Like, what are we listening to?
They're not that different. Like I said, the verses are pretty direct translations. I wanted to keep still that aspect of the original storytelling. But you're kind of just listening to me talk about the protagonist of the show as he kind of, you know, navigates being the leader of the being the leader of the camp and all the difficulties that he's being faced with, you know, with the finding of the dead body and that sort of stuff. So it's kind of the Silverchair cover comes later on in the series. So it's kind of when he's in a bit of a predicament. So that's kind of what, I don't want to spoil too much.
Don't,
so
yeah, no, don't. We don't want to upset people this early on a Thursday morning. When you knew that Daniel Johns had heard it, what were you thinking, Kat?
I was thinking, oh my God, he's going to hate me. He's going to be like, what have you done to my beautiful song? And then I heard what he said about it, and it was just so cool. And obviously I immediately like told my dad and my uncle, because I knew they'd be the ones that would freak out about it as well, because like that's such an iconic song to them. Mm. And then, yeah, I kind of told everyone I knew, and everyone was like, well, now you're a certified rock star, because Jack Johnson is a certified rock star and he likes the song.
Well, if you're responsible for a spike in Silverchair sales in China, we know that it's because of you.
Directly attributed to me.
To take, you know, one of the things about Silverchair, their sound is the rock instruments, the guitar, the drums. To take that and translate it into more traditional Chinese instruments, what was that like?
Well, I can't take the credit for that. That was the producer that I worked with, Robbie, Robbie Desai. It was certainly an interesting experience, because I was writing these songs and these lyrics in Mandarin, and I'd sing them to him and be like, what do you think? And he's like, I mean, it sounds great. I have no idea what you're saying, but it sounds really nice. And he kind of played around with these more traditional, you know, Chinese tones and instruments and stuff. And I kind of gave him feedback and collaborated on that. But Robbie really nailed it, having never like really worked on something more, you know, Chinese in that sense. He was able to capture it really well, and it was a collaborative process, but I think, yeah, he really got the memo with that one.
When you're not twisting Silverchair, you're in a Sydney-based duo, Cat and Carmel. How different is this music from what you create?
I won't lie, it's very different. Me and Kamel create a lot more sort of like alternative pop sort of music, and it steers quite far away from these iconic rock songs, but I love music from all different genres. So being able to do something like this was super cool. And yeah, it is quite a divergence from my usual style.
Well, and nice to have a bit of a different project to work on as well, when it's been such a hard time for touring, performing musicians.
I know, it certainly is. I think like it's been nice to have something going on the side as well, especially like with our own music and stuff. Sometimes you get stuck in creating the same sort of style or trying to, you know, figure out different sounds and stuff. And just to have a project that's just like fun, and it's just music at its finest. And it was really an amazing opportunity, and I had such a pleasure doing it.
So we're going to see more Mandarin in your duo. Is this going to translate now into what you do?
I mean, I don't want to put Carmel in that position of not understanding what's going on in our songs, but I might consider it.
Well, it's an incredible version. We're about to listen to it. So congratulations. It's been really great to find out a little bit more about what went on behind the scenes as you created this. Kat, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Kat Stratton there, Australian singer-songwriter, responsible for this pretty unique and rather incredible version of Silverchair's Tomorrow. It is part of this brand new Australian television show, New Gold Mountain. It premiered on SBS last night. You can catch up on SBS On Demand. It's all about the gold rush. It's like if you love westerns, but you also love a little bit of murder mystery and some history and some high drama, The soundtrack is stunning. It is also out on all your streaming services. It has been completely written by Caitlin Yeo and Kat Stratton as well. But anyway, I'll stop talking. This is what you want to hear. This is Kat Stratton with her version, reimagined version of Silverchair's Tomorrow. It was Cat Stratton's version of iconic Newcastle song by the band Silverchair.